AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In New York, Columbia University is threatening to expel student protesters who occupied an administration building. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators took over the building at Columbia this morning. It's not just at Columbia. Andrew Basta is at the University of Chicago.
Whether we like it or not, we are all part of this institution, and this institution is a really prime participant in the current ongoing genocide. So we it's not only fair, but it's actually, I think, a responsibility on us to be disrupted, to change our lives accordingly.
Back to Columbia, protesters insist they will remain at Hamilton Hall until the university agrees to three demands: divestment, financial transparency, and amnesty. Sources tell the AP the Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational use. Former President Donald Trump has been fined at his hush money trial and was told he could face jail time.
The judge found Donald Trump in contempt of court, fining him $9,000 for violating a gag order in his New York hush money case. The former president is barred from speaking publicly about witnesses and jurors. Meanwhile, the prosecution's third witness, banker Gary Farrow, finished his testimony about setting up accounts for then-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels to keep what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump a secret. Under cross-exam, the defense underscored Cohen made no mention that the accounts he opened had anything to do with deals involving then-candidate Trump. The charges against the former president, which he denies, center on payments made to Cohen, which prosecutors say were to cover up sexual encounters. Julie Walker, New York.
United Methodist delegates began making historic changes in their policies on sexuality, voting without debate to reverse a series of anti-LGBTQ policies. This is AP News. A new recommendation calls for women to get mammograms at a younger age.
With more women in their 40s getting breast cancer, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says females should begin mammogram screening at age 40. Dr. John Wong of Tufts Medical Center in Boston is also the vice chair of the task force.
Our new recommendation has shifted to recommending that all women be screened every other year, starting at age 40. To help them live longer, healthier lives.
Wong says breast cancer among women in their 40s has gone up 2% annually since 2015. I'm Shelley Adler.
The government is challenging patents on 20 brand name drugs, including the blockbuster weight loss injection Ozempic, in the latest action by the Biden administration targeting industry practices that drive up prices for prescriptions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.